Now you can see it.
Try again. He didn't have it open.
I make a motion we come out of executive session.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Action from executive session. Do we have a motion for anyone to make? Or discussion?
Well, discussion, in my opinion, is we've come to a decision to take action against this.
Okay, then we need to do that in the form of a motion.
Okay, I guess I could make a motion that we this court take action against said company. I don't know what company name to put there, or if there should be.
I would just use his name. You want to make a motion that way?
Okay. Then it would be Harvey Premium Construction.
Okay.
To put forward action to see if we can, if the county can reclaim some funds from what he's done.
Okay.
Labor and.
First of all, we probably need to authorize a demand letter, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, this will either way, but a demand letter and.
And who we hired.
Yeah, if you want Seth to do the letter and then stop at that and then come back later if we do something else.
That's John's motion to do.
Yes, however that needs to be.
Okay.
Never done this.
Can I try it or?
Sure.
And if you don't like the way I word it, we go from there.
Will Eddie do that?
I talked to Eddie a while ago. He would probably, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago about the possibility, and he said he did not handle civil suits, period.
At all? He wouldn't even do the demand letter?
No. Well, I didn't ask him specifically on the demand letter.
Seems to me like it's going to have to be somebody that has that software, right?
Not necessarily.
That's going to be a later deal later.
That will be whoever you hire to do the full suit if we go that route.
Okay.
We can do a demand letter without anything else.
Frank can write a demand letter, can you?
I'm sorry?
Can you write a demand letter?
Oh, I don't want to get into thing. I'm trying to retire, guys.
I don't see
trying
with Seth doing that, y'all.
No, it's not any.
What kind of form you think you need? But
I don't either.
But everybody has access to a demand letter form for credit collection or collection. There's a manual. I think it's a state bar manual that is for collection purposes, and it talks about every kind. Like, there's a difference in a governmental entity collecting as it would be if it's just an individual.
Sure.
But the demand letter, any decent lawyer can write the demand letter. If you get into litigation, you're going to get somebody that knows what they're doing in litigation.
And
I don't even know how much is involved. I probably have heard, but
we're looking 26 something was the initial.
Okay.
And then if we go after the removal of the material because it was ineffective, there'd be a little bit more.
Yeah.
But that's just what we're kind of looking at.
Yeah.
Plus court attorney fees, court costs.
Well, they're automatically collectible. I'm not saying the judge gives them to you, but they are collectible under that kind of lawsuit as a matter of law.
Right.
I thought it would be our county attorney's duty to fix this letter, but I guess it's not.
No,
civil cases, he's not. Quote our county attorney.
He's legally obligated to do it.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, if Seth ought to know how to do it, I assume he does.
He did.
But just be sure you got somebody that knows how to, because you can get in trouble for not having the letter correct. It's not real close call stuff, but. You know, if you threaten criminal action, for example, that's a no-no. It probably isn't anything involved in this that would be criminal, but...
No.
But,
right. Okay, I'm gonna take a stab at what y'all were trying to say. Sasha, you ready?
I'm ready.
Motion to pursue litigation against Harvey Freeman Construction Company. Number one, to authorize a demand letter to be written. And that's all for right now. Is that satisfactory?
Do we need to know what the demand is?
We can authorize the letter and then...
Well, attorney talked about a price a while ago, $30,000.
That's what says...
To begin with, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
That's...
So we got to have Seth write the letter? Would that be part of the motion? Or is that a different motion?
That could be part of the motion if you want him to do it. And
let's let him do it. He's our county attorney, and if he has the ability, let's let him do it.
And his price was very reasonable compared to what anybody else it would be.
He said $150, $200, so put that in there too, whatever it takes.
Okay.
Get something started.
Authorize demand letter to be written by Seth Slagle.
And I'll get that.
Well, that will just be additional information.
But from the
insurance guy.
Insurance.
Okay, all in favor? Do I get a second?
No. Do I still leave Johnny as making the motion, even though you really made the motion?
Okay.
Yes.
Who second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Get the insurance guy to just give you a...
Should we say what it's for?
I think he's holding out for a check.
For the amount? I don't think so.
I mean, for what? Why are we suing him? You know?
Okay. For reimbursement for...
Get us a letter.
Well, I hate to say defective workmanship.
Or just concerning the roof on the annex or something? Because like a few years from now, nobody's going
to... Okay, concerning the roof on the annex, I would hate to... stick your neck out too far, wouldn't you, Frank?
Don't use the word reimbursement because there may be damages in addition to reimbursement.
Okay.
It says that the court pursue litigation against Harvey Freeman Construction concerning the roof on the courthouse annex and authorized demand letter to be written by County Attorney Seth Slagle.
Think that's good.
Might make a warning?
No.
Suppose we didn't have one written?
Yeah, we do have a written warranty on his bid. 12 year warranty. But that's still part of your case. I wouldn't put it in this motion.
Okay.
Your lawyer ought to know about it, though. He probably already does. I don't
know. Well, Seth knows about it.
Yeah.
But.
I didn't know you had a warranty because my memory is you got kind of a little sloppy contract.
It does have written in there 12 year warranty.
We're messed up in not having a bond, frankly.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you agree.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got that. I recognized when Richard got the bond thing going earlier that that's what it was about.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I figured that's what you were going to talk to Seth about. But
yeah, it's kind of hard to hide executive session whenever.
Well, I mean... For the last 6 months, every time I've been here, y'all been talking about the roof.
Yeah.
That just about had to be, didn't it?
Yeah, unless somebody was charged with sexual misconduct, it had to be the roof.
Okay, got a motion second and vote on that. And everybody agreed with the way the wording of the motion was. Anything else that we need to discuss?
Did you vote on it?
We'll fix it too.
Okay.
Go. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, we do.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
It's you first.
I said aye.
He hasn't though.
Aye.
Aye. He wanted me to vote for it, he did. I should be excused from having to vote on that one.
You should be.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about before we start talking about budget? Okay, we still, as of this morning, do not have our official roll, our official tax roll from Gerald Holland. As soon as we get that, we can have the thing lined up and ready to go. Insurance, Sheriff's Department, everything's not looking great as far as the deal. Montague County got theirs last week. Archer County got theirs last week. Jack County got theirs on Thursday. So ours is, should be any day.
Just for sake of conversation, I'm gonna be looking at buying a new John Deere tractor. I'm looking at tractors, let's put it that way. I'm looking at two or three different brands, but for coming up next court meeting, I wanna put it on the agenda to
consider a tractor and mower.
Just gonna be a tractor. I've got the mower.
Okay.
You talking about this year's budget?
Yes, sir, out of this year's budget. I have the money to move around and talk to the auditor about it and get a plan. So.
Okay. Till we get the certified values, I think we're spinning our wheels to do any more budget talk. I will just tell you, it's going to be close. It's going to be real close. If the certified budget comes in the way he said, he told Wendy last week that it would be a little better than his preliminary, but the indication she got was it's not going to be near what we're going to need.
Which appraisal is he waiting on?
I don't know. He has to compile it all. Well, the ones from these other counties did not get rolling stock yet. And that has to come from the controller. So we're pushed under a deadline trying to get things done, but we can't get the information to do it with.
Well, there's no sense in guessing. It's
Well, if you do it now, you're going to turn around and redo it when you get to accurate. So I will tell you this much. Judge Lewis told me last week for Montague County to even come close to the effective rate, they're looking at 7 to 8 cent increase in taxes to come up even near the effective rate. They're looking at cutting 3 part-time and possibly 1 full-time position, and then still gonna have a real rough budget. So it's tied everywhere. In one way, I could say we're blessed to be in Clay County where it's not all oil dependent. Okay. Anything else this morning?
I'd just like to say something about the wind farm kind of pulling us out of the fire a little bit.
Well,
you know, we've lost some revenues in the oil and different areas, and I think that should have been said.
Their payment for this coming year will be $202,000. We'll write that straight against what the oil went down.
Good thing we had that.
It's still not going to be pretty even with it, what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but what would have been like without it?
Well, we could have been looking at positions, and we did not even start figuring the budget with any type of salary increase this year.
Don't y'all get something off the brick deal?
Not this year.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, we get their outside equipment and inventory. January 1st, they had no inventory. They had probably less than $1 million in outside equipment that we can get taxes on.
But eventually you'll get some paper.
We will.
Yeah.
First 2 years is zero. Then it's 30% and goes up like 20 or 30% a year till 7 year. Year 7's 100%. We gave them a good abatement, but it's going to be some good tax revenue for the county.
But even next year, we'll get to collect on that equipment, right?
We'll collect on equipment and inventory. And next year, if you drive by lately,
they got a couple of million dollars
of bricks sitting out there.
Of course, if they're smart, it won't be that big a pile on January 1.
Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen.
Car lots?
Yeah, they go empty pretty quick.
They're probably going to take a 2 week vacation for Christmas for everybody except their loading crew and ship as much brick out as they can. But
that's business.
Whatever we can get is going to be that much. There is a strong possibility. No, there is a possibility. I'm backing off a strong that the truck stop will be open by January 1st. It don't look as strong as it did.
Well, they're going to have to hurry. How about the side of the apartment building, maybe down where the truck stop is?
Well, they've I'm had some
sure
rough
that's
times.
A real good location for that truck stop.
We knew that going in.
Hmm. And they spent $500,000 on that thing?
Yeah,
yeah. At least, I'm sure.
They did a lot of dirt work the last few weeks.
Mud.
Yeah.
Well, it's mud hole work. Beside the creek out there is big.
Mm-hmm. It's getting bigger every day.
Yeah. They're digging more out of it.
One thing about it is what they're probably looking at, in my opinion, is how often does that happen like it happened this past year when that was an island? I mean, there was, you know, that hadn't happened in how long?
It happened several times in the last 20 years.
In the last 20, yeah.
Yeah.
But
they call it that the 100-year flood of that creek. But that makes at least three of those 100-year floods that I can remember in the last 20 or 30.
Well, how old are you, Judge?
We've had two in the last 2 years.
But there haven't been any real bad ones over a couple of times that would cut it off.
No, but this was one of them. And the one that probably in the early 80s that got the trailer house when it was producing.
That's one where the trailer house hung under the bridge.
Blocked the bridge and it couldn't get away.
Yeah.
That's another one, and that's the two that I can think
of
right off.
The worst one, the one because of that trailer house blocking
right.
The bridge, or however how many of it was, but I don't remember now. It's been.
It was, at one's what I've heard. Now, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Well, I didn't see the trailer house, but I saw the flood.
Yeah.
83.
Was that when it was, 83?
I didn't remember when it was, but.
Same year the Red River Bridge washed out.
Okay.
Reading that one.
Okay. Anything else that needs bringing up this morning? I see no need to meet on August the 1st. We will try to have the budget ready to go on August the 8th. So we are adjourned.